Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Morse adventure thriller.
We're ahead of the others, Phil.
So I see.
Yes, I can understand why you might want to see me and your brother Arthur. But why Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
Never mind why, Sonny. I just do.
But you're not strong.
Will you cut that kind of talk? I know I'm an invalid. You don't need to rub it in.
I'm sorry. And another thing, Phil, I don't think Arthur will be here.
He'd better be here.
But there's something I haven't told you.
I sent word for the kid to be here. Did you tell him?
Oh, yes, of course, but he...
Then he'll be here. You got them three fellas living at your house, I hear.
You mean Jack, Doc, and Reggie?
Who else?
Well, yes, I told you they were staying at the house.
It's kind of funny, them moving in on you like that.
Well, I'm glad you can talk about it sensibly, Phil. I'd have told you all about it the other night, only... Well, you got so angry with Jack.
You're in love with him, sure enough.
Yes, Phil, I am.
You gonna marry him?
I'm sorry, Phil.
You are, huh?
Yes.
You don't care how you spill blood, do you?
Oh, Phil, how could
you? Fact, ain't it? You're laying this Packard Romeo wide open for the curse. You're giving him the works.
Phil, that's not fair. I've got a right to be happy.
Yeah. And I got a right to be walking around on two sound, healthy legs. But I'm not. I'm laying here in bed. I'm going to be laying here from now on.
And all because of the Richard curse.
And all I hope for your Jack Packard is that he goes out quick. Wouldn't wish what I got on nobody.
Phil.
Forget it. They're coming.
I don't hear them.
I got ears. They're coming.
Come in.
Go ahead. Hand up the wheelchair.
Wheelchair?
Hello, Sonny.
Oh, how are you, Phil?
What's this about a wheelchair?
Arthur insisted on coming over, so we put him in a wheelchair.
Arthur?
There we are. Didn't bump you very much.
Hello, Phil.
Hey, punk. What's the matter with you?
Nothing but a busted arm.
But you shouldn't have come. The doctor said...
Nuts.
Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? How'd you get a broken arm?
I was going to tell you, Phil.
I don't want you to tell me. I want to hear the kid's story.
I tried to cross the street. Car come around the corner and smacked me.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Arthur, son, why don't you tell him everything?
That is everything.
No, fella, that ain't everything by a whale of a lot.
Well, then suppose you spill it.
Sure. Last night, Sonny here had that attorney fella Marks and Arthur to dinner with us three. After dinner, your little brother got nasty and pulled a gun on me.
What's that?
Sure. I had to smack him down and take it away from him.
You blasted little fool.
So what?
What were you doing with a gun? Wheel him over here beside the bed.
Right.
Phil.
Answer me, kid. What were you doing with a gun?
I found it. Oh, Phil.
What were you doing with a gun?
I found it.
Oh, no, Phil.
I wouldn't take that from nobody else, Phil.
He ain't feeling so good, feller. I wouldn't hit him no more.
You and I'll settle this between ourselves, punk.
Yeah, well, to go on with what I was saying. After our little fracas, Arthur here slipped out of the house and I tailed him. He caught sight of me down the block and tried to dodge across the street. And that's when he got smacked.
Why'd you follow him?
Well, see, he got homesick.
Didn't do a very good job of it.
If you're through with Arthur, I'd like to ask a question.
All right, Packard.
You asked for us all to gather in your room here. Why?
I hear a man was shot out in front of Sonny's house last night.
You heard?
Sure. Right across the park from the hospital. How could I help hearing? Everybody was talking about it over here.
It interests you?
Sure.
Why?
It sounds like the Richard curse got another victim.
No, that's not true.
And being a victim of the curse myself, I got a fellow feeling for the other victims.
I see.
Who was he?
He said his name was Fish Evans. Ever hear of him?
No.
He was a bum. But more important, he was found out in the park with the gun that almost shot my head off the night before last.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, we thought so. He was drunk, so we held him until he sobered up, got his story, and turned him loose. He only got as far as the sidewalk when somebody got him with a sawed-off shotgun.
Hold up, huh?
Hold up men don't use sawed-off shotguns. And speaking of shotguns, less than half an hour before Evans was killed, we found a sawed-off shotgun in the hall closet over at Sonny's house.
Jack, you what?
That's right. And after the shooting, we went looking for the gun, and it was gone.
What are you getting at?
Well, Arthur here brought one gun into the house that we know of. We're wondering if maybe he didn't bring the shotgun in, too.
Hey, what you trying to do, tie a murder on me?
Is that what you're trying to do, Packard? Tie a murder on a kid?
No. I'm just asking.
Arthur.
Well?
Did you have that shotgun?
Would you believe me if I said I didn't?
You say you didn't, and that's good enough for me.
You know I didn't.
If you say so.
I say so.
Well, even if he did, he couldn't have killed that Evans man, because he was upstairs in bed with a broken arm.
But he was up there alone. The doctor had gone, and you and Marks had come downstairs.
Leslie Marks was there?
Yes.
What about his alibi?
He says he was in the library.
Alone?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you, Sonny?
In the kitchen, fixing some medicine the doctor had given me for Arthur.
That Leslie Marks is too smart for his own good.
We've thought about that.
You're mad to think Leslie would do a thing like that.
What about these three mugs, Phil?
Arthur, is that nice?
Yeah, what about you three? You were the last to see Evans alive. You admit you had access to a shotgun.
You'll just have to take our word for it that we didn't kill Evans.
How about the police? Are they willing to take your word for it?
Well, they heard our story.
If I was the police, I'd think this whole setup looked mighty funny.
They didn't indicate they thought it was funny.
They give you a clean slate?
No. No, we're under suspicion like everyone else. But they haven't any evidence to give them reason to lock us up.
They might get it yet.
They might. If there was any to get.
Please, Phil, you're looking awfully tired. You better go to sleep and let us go back across the park to my house.
What's the hurry?
Well, you're tired and Arthur shouldn't be up with that broken arm.
I'm doing all right.
I'm not through yet.
I say, old chappy, you do look a bit ill.
Keep your sympathy to yourself.
Look here, I didn't mean...
I know what you mean. Drop it.
Quite.
Packard.
Yeah?
Sonny tells me you're announcing your engagement.
That's right.
You're a pretty brave man.
I don't think so.
I was engaged to Sonny. Look at me.
I think it's pretty rotten of you to keep throwing that up in Sonny's face, no matter what condition you're
please,
in.
Please, Jack.
And I've got just this to say before we drop the subject. In the first place, I don't believe in curses. Second, Sonny's worth any trouble she might bring along with her. All I want is Sonny. I'll take my chances on the rest.
I get it.
Then let's drop it.
First, I want to apologize.
Hmm? What about?
What I said the other night.
I don't recall.
I said, if the Richard curse doesn't get you, that I would.
That? Yeah, you were excited, upset.
Yeah, I was upset. It was a fool thing to say. Why should I lie here worrying about how to get even with you when the curse will take care of all that?
Yeah, and it will, too.
You keep out of this, punk.
Just like it got you, Phil.
I told you to shut up.
Sure.
Just as soon as that arm's well, you're coming over here and take what's coming to you for packing a gun, you understand?
I'm not a kid anymore.
I say you are. If I ever hear of you with a rod again, I'll call in a couple of cops and let them sweat you from now on. Now then, take him out of here. I've had all I...
This is the room. Come on, boys.
Hey, what is this, an invasion?
What do you three policemen want?
Well, take it easy, Mr. Terry. We won't be bothering you for long.
This is a private room.
Sure. Me and my two boys here got a job to do.
What sort of a job?
Orders from headquarters to pick up these three men.
Oh, look here.
Which one of you is Jack Packard?
Oh, I am.
Doc Long?
That's me, pal.
And Reggie York.
Right.
They want you down at headquarters.
Now, what do you suppose they want us down there for?
The Fish Evans murder.
That's nonsense. We've been with the police most of the day telling our story.
It seems like they don't like your story down at headquarters.
Well, it sure took them a long time to make up their minds.
Phantom, sweetie.
We're not carrying any weapons.
Don't tell us. Let us find out for ourselves.
I say, a Bobby with a sense of humor.
What'd you call me?
Oh, take it easy. Bobby's Johnny Bull for cop.
But you're going to lock them up?
None of them's healed, Sarge.
Is that what you're going to do? Lock them up?
Not for long, Sonny, don't worry.
That's what you think. All right, come along with you.
Well, Jack, I don't think we got no reason to go down to no police station.
We can give you a reason if you want it that way.
Forget it, Doc.
You mean we're just going to march along?
Yes.
I ain't hit a policeman, and I don't know how long.
Look, you feel something hard and cold in your back?
Yeah.
It's a cannon, and it shoots.
Well, don't jab so hard. I'm ticklish.
Take him out, boys.
Just a minute, Sergeant.
Yes, Mr. Terry?
I want to say something to Packard.
Oh? Say it.
Packard, you recall what I said about relaxing and letting the Richard curse take care of you?
I do.
Well, I'm beginning to relax.
If you've got anything to say to me, say it.
I am saying it. It'd be rather funny if the Richard curse should take you three boys to the gas chamber up in San Quentin, wouldn't it?
Phil... Phil, you don't mean that?
Destroying three of you at one blow. That'll be some kind of record. Even for the Richard curse.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.